This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Widespread rainfall that fell after Memorial Day has taken a small bite out of Colorado's drought. Overall numbers are about the same from last week, but there are some small improvements in some areas. Denver County and the westernmost parts of the Front Range have dropped off the drought list, but most of the state is still experiencing at least moderate levels of drought. A key health system in Colorado will soon have a new leader, former state Lieutenant Governor Donald Lynn. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver Health's board of directors announced Lynn as the finalist to lead the organization. Currently, she serves as chief operating officer at Columbia University Irving Medical Center in New York. Lynn served as lieutenant governor under then-governor, now Democratic U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper. She'll replace Robin Wittenstein, who's expected to retire this summer. The board will vote to extend an offer to Lynn later this month. The system delivers medical care to a third of Denver's population. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man mountain biking the Palisade Plunge Trail in Mesa County died last night. The man, along with three other bikers that stopped to help, had run out of water in yesterday's extreme heat. The three other mountain bikers were rescued and treated for dehydration. Officials say you should drink 8 ounces of water every 15 minutes while doing outdoor activities in the heat. Extremely hot conditions continue today in Denver and Boulder, highs around 90, even hotter in Colorado Springs, around 100. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 9:06.